When the Solarize Blacksburg project kicked off in March, the town had just 30 homes with solar power arrays. In only these last few months, that's doubled. The initiative brings costs down with group rates for materials and favorable financing. But with a budding new industry such as solar, marketing and outreach take installers and engineers a lot of time, driving up costs because of the learning curve on this new technology.
It's not something you can say, go down to the dealership and test drive.
Carol Davis is sustainability manager for the town of Blacksburg.
People have a hard time wrapping their head around what it is, so installers have to do a lot of marketing and outreach and time spent in the truck driving around to different sites of people who are just tangentially interested in solar, and that ends up driving up the cost. And what we've done with Solarize Blacksburg is really brought that cost way, way down.
People interested in adding solar sign up on a website and get free satellite site surveys and analysis, plenty of hand-holding, and they're welcome to attend meetings where they can talk to experts. The idea is to offer the kind of support which the state of Virginia does not when it comes to encouraging the adoption of renewable energy here.
The people who came together and formed this leadership team recognized that Virginia really did not have a very supportive solar policy environment. And the reason we wanted to launch this Solarize, it was a bit of an experiment to say, well, even if we have a bad solar policy environment, this might be something that could work while we're waiting for those policy shifts to occur, which could be next year or could be a decade down the road. And we didn't want to wait anymore.
After Blacksburg became the first town in Virginia to take the push for solar power into its own hands, dozens of other localities are saying they want to do the same. The Star City will kick off its Solarize Roanoke program next month. I'm Robbie Harris.